Here we are at Upton St Leonard's on the 17th of December 2009. This is Malcolm King from the Gloucester Rugby Heritage Project. I have with me John Thayers.
Hello.
And we're in the house of Bill Hook. Thank you very much for inviting us, Bill.
We're very, very pleased to have you on this gorgeous morning.
It is indeed. And I'm pleased to say that Bill has brought along his friend, the Reverend Bill Phillips. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning.
Could we perhaps start with you, Bill? Let's go back. Where and when were you born?
I was born in India in 1912.
And were you born into a rugby family?
No, not really. No. I went into boarding school when I was six, and it was very much a rugby playing school.
So where did you go to school?
Its name is Eltham College, which is into Kent, yeah, from London.
I know it quite well. I'm from Kent originally.
Oh, are you? Yes.
Yes, that's right. Yes. I went to the Judd School in Tunbridge.
Oh, did you? Yeah. Yes, yeah. Did you?
So that was where you first played rugby?
That's Eltham.
And did you always play in the centre?
Well, I pretty well always did. I had a spell or two, I think, on the wing. But the luckiest thing of all is I got my blue at Oxford playing as a wing forward.
How did that come about?
Well, I think it came about through... I'd been reserved for the university at least 1 year before, and then I'd had a trial as a wing three. But I was completely outplayed, really, in the final trial the year after. And I'd already actually gone to theological college and was in my first year there when I had a sudden call at lunchtime one day, and it was from the captain of the university side, and he said, have you ever played wing forward? And I said, no. He said, well, would you like to try? And I said, yes. He said, turn out this afternoon for Brasenose, for a college and a college game. And I went to one or two friends and said, how on earth do I play wing forward? And with a few tips from there, without going into a lot of boring detail, it all developed from that. Yeah. And I played, as I say, in the university match as a wing forward.
Yeah. I read the Times reports the time. You were quite a controversial selection at wing forward.
Very much so, actually. Naturally enough, really. Yes, we were very much condemned as... I think the word was scrimshankers in those days, and implying that we were avoiding getting down onto the scrum. But the whole point there was to mark very closely the fly half Cambridge had, who was one of these brilliant Welsh internationals. And our whole task really was to get quickly up onto him. And I think we succeeded in that. We won the match by 5-3, I think it was.
So you got to know him quite well that day. Do you have any particular memories of that match?
One awful memory is when the ref blew the whistle against me for being offside when we were in R25, and the Cambridge fullback, of course, placed the ball for a penalty, my great relief, he missed.
Yes. Would have made all the difference.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
Yes, it would.
And who were the stars of your side?
The Oxford side? The great star was Owen Smith, the South African, who was, I think, quadruple blue. He was a cricket blue, a boxing blue, rugby blue. Oh, that's triple blue. Perhaps it was only triple, but he was the real star, and he really, you can't say one man won the game for us, but I mean he was the big star of the game, really, undoubtedly.
Did you play other sports, Bill?
Not really. I never had. I mean, I at school I played cricket, and I was, you know, in my school team and that sort of thing. And I was captain of it for 2 years, but we weren't very good, really. We never had much coaching, really. The coaching was done by the boys from year to year, really, at Eltham. In those days, it's all very different now. It's flourished enormously. In my day it was a school for sons of missionaries. My parents were missionaries, and it was poverty stricken school, really, and nearly went bust, and we never had any kind of proper coaching or anything like that, and all our materials were rather, you know, inferior, but it taught you to sort of make do and, you know, make the best of what you've got.
I visited there to play rugby in the 1960s when I was at school, and Elton College was flourishing then.
Well,
had a
yes,
very good rugby school.
It's unrecognisable now, and the missionary element is totally forgotten, of course.
Yeah.
Yes, but it was mainly, I mean, in those days, the missionary's sons were boarders, and it was, you know, the main part of the school, really.
You're clearly a fairly quick runner, Bill, and I thought you might have been involved in athletics as well. Are you not?
Well, I was at school. I think I won the athletics thing,
100 yards.
Or whatever it was called. But I mean, there again, the standard was comparatively low, really. No, I never really accepted school.